They thought it couldn't happen here. Da, 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 da. They knew it couldn't happen here. They were so sure it couldn't happen here.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I don't do publicity balling for you anymore.
Party in the county jail. Really never, never, never can wail. Never, 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 never can swing. Said I heard him knocked out, jailbirds ain't this right. Everybody, this right. Oh. Everybody in the horse jail park. Every dance to the jail I rock. Got him never played a jail saxophone. Even though I throw it over the title bone. Come above a minute, don't crash from back. Oh, rhythm section wants the purple gang. But that's right. Everybody, this right. See, we'll meet at night with your company. We'll do the jailhouse talk, we'll meet at the start. Everybody, let's start. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody in the wholesale block.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible, Commander. Lieber and Stoller's best-known tune opened Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine this week. It's a song about bondage and discipline and sexual confusion, and I'm sure those are the only reasons why that's their best-known tune. This version of Jailhouse Rock, as performed by Commander Cody and his original Lost Planet Airmen. Good evening, I'm Mike Gold. I told you what you're listening to, so now you know where to put the cork. We've got some new stuff from Keith Richards, from Shamikia Copeland, from Gary Clark Jr. You're going to enjoy the poop out of that. We've got a nice tribute to girls. Not women so much as girls. We've got a set built around What It Is I Did Friday Night. At least the parts that the statute of limitations don't affect. And we're going to open us up tonight with 25 solid minutes of breaking stuff. We're just going to break stuff left and right. What a great way to open up the show. Whole thing is based upon my reaction when I was just a wee little thing to hearing Nick Lowe for the first time. The first lines of the song, I felt exactly the same way he did. And I didn't know anybody else who felt that way. So I became a fan. Discover the truth right here on GetThePointRadio.com, America's true pop culture channel.
I love the sound of breaking glass. there's nothing new. your arms, entry in your eyes.
Yeah. Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken plates, broken switches, broken gates.
Charge me double for Sunday. They got computer collectors that'll get you so crazy till your head'll go through the ceiling. A cage with a paper knife. All what we got here's American made. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's nicely displayed. Well, we don't get excited when it crumbles and breaks. We just get on the phone and call up some flakes. They rush on over and wreck it some more. And we are so dumb, they're lining up at our door. Well, our toilet went crazy yesterday afternoon. The plumber, he says, never flush a tampon. This great information cost me half a week's pay. And the toilet blew up later on the next day. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't last.
breaking stuff ain't hard to do. We opened with Nick Lowe. I love the sound of breaking glass. Yeah, especially in the morning. Alice Cooper covered The Doors' Break On Through, followed by Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass. Bob Dylan snuck in there with Everything is Broken. Interesting observation. Frank Zappa wanted to fix it all up, so he hired a bunch of flakes. And we is so dumb, they're lining up at our door. His pal and longtime bandmate Steve Vai pulled up there in the rear to point out you didn't break it. Okay, it's been 10 years since Keith Richards released a solo album. This one's a little different than his others. And I'll tell you the truth, the first time I played it, I was like lukewarm. I thought, it's pretty good, but I don't know. And then just automatically, I played it again. I just looped it through, and I liked it so much more the second time. So if you don't like the song, we'll play another one later on too. I suggest you catch one of our reruns, because then maybe you can like it too. Keith tells us that the Stones are going to record a new album maybe late next year. That'd be nice. If it's really a new album, it'd be interesting. Until then, Keith's got the blues in the morning. But first, we're going to bitch about them lonely days.
Mike, go!
7 lonely nights make one lonely me.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Got the blues in the morning.
drink, it tasted kinda sweet. Two sips later, I couldn't find my feet. Before I knew it, my head was in a spin, and all I remember is his gold tooth grin. And my soul washed up on Crossbone Beach, close to hell as you can reach. How'd I end up on Crossbone Beach? Crossbone Beach. A broken shell. Felt like my body wasn't mine to own. Cast a prayer on the water, but it sunk just like a stone. And my soul washed up on Crossbone Beach, close to hell as you can reach. How'd I end up on Crossbone Beach? And my soul washed up on Crossbone Beach. To go to. Somebody might have killed him, but there wasn't any proof. Guess he never thought he'd end up in a ditch. Last words he heard: payback's a bitch. Crossbone Beach. Crossbone Beach.
Thank you. company, new manager too. Got a great new record, I can't get through to you. New Mercedes-Benz, that ought to get it on. Well, thanks a lot, man. I'll play it all day long. We'll be right back.
in the blues. It's a real weird situation. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Richard started us off with something from his newest and bluest. That was Blues in the Morning, Shamikia Copeland, from her latest, Crossbone Beach. powerful song from a mighty woman. Neil Young, Paola Blues, did the right thing there by dedicating that to Alan Freed, a man crucified on the dollar sign by religious leaders and our federal government. Big Brother and the Holding Company followed up with Buried Alive in the Blues, Gary Clark Jr. from his brand new one, Shake. And we closed the set with Mr. Jimi Hendrix, Country Blues. You know, last week marked the 45th anniversary of Jimi's death. And that's, of course, that's really tough. He's one of the all-time master musicians. I'm not limiting it to rock or blues or guitar, all-time. But it's kind of hard to tell because since he died, he's released more really good albums than you could possibly imagine. I mean, than dozens of other artists have combined. I'll tell you, in a few short years, that guy laid down a lot of hot wax. Oh, man. Jimmy, we miss you, but we're glad we've got you. We're going to start off the next set with a couple of live tunes from the Everly Brothers 10 years after they acrimoniously split up on stage. This is their comeback. My, what mighty, mighty voices. Oh, good grief. And we're going to end the set with what I did a couple days ago. Okay? First, however...
Mike, go! The boy on the stool, be my sight to make you through.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. 1973, all serving time for armed robbery. 3 o'clock in the morning, sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blown, I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on.
It's up in cell block number 9. Trouble started down in cell block number 4. It spread like wildfire across that prison floor. I said, okay, boys, they're ready to run. Here comes a warning, had an atomic gun. There's a riot going on.
There's a riot going on.
There's a riot going on. It's up in cell block number 9. Thank you. said, well, your hands up in the air. And if you don't stop this riot, you all gotta get the chair. Scarface Jones thinks it's too late to quit.
So pass the dynamite to the fuse is lit.
There's a riot going on.
Tear gas stop my man. We had ourselves now for every now and then.
Right going on.
Chasing me. the devil's chasing me.
We have a soft spot in our hearts for people from the state of Tennessee. It's that whole Alamo thing. You might have heard of the Alamo. I remember it. Anyway, so who do we get this guy in our band? He's the nicest guy in the world, a dear friend now. One of the best drummers I've ever seen, the best drummer we've ever had. Let's have a warm welcome for the Bash and Killa from Nashville, Tennessee, Polly. Thank you. the Bassmaster from Houston himself, Nature Boy Jimbo.
Yeah, they didn't invent harmony, but they sure as hell perfected it. The Everly Brothers, on the occasion of their reuniting after 10 years of just total hatred, as far as I could tell. Man, they sound great, didn't they? Wow. Bebopalula and Lucille both live. Actually, everything in this set is live, isn't it? Huh. From there, we went on to Commander Cody and his new modern airmen. There's a riot in cell block number 9. And then we did 2 live tracks from Reverend Horton Heat. Therein lies not much of a story. Friday night, my daughter Adrian took me to a gig in New Haven, Connecticut, knowing full well that Reverend Horton Heat is by far my favorite psychobilly performer. And we had a swell time, close enough to the guy that we could smell his sweat. Oh, Great show, tremendous performer. If you don't believe me, those last two tunes must have convinced you. Come on. The Devil's Chasing Me and Big Red Rocket of Love, one of the more subtle tunes you're going to hear in your entire life. And I should point out how incredibly cool it is and how incredibly grateful I am to have a kid who isn't embarrassed to schlep her old man around to big rock and roll gigs. I'll tell you, we do it a few times every year. I love each and every one of them. Okay, we're going to see how many girls' names we can squeeze into 25 minutes. But first, we're going to answer the riddle of what's 7 times 7.
Mike, go!
I'm the song of a seven song.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around every single guy in town.
Hey, hey,
whoa. Keep away from a run around sewer.
Bop, 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 bop
north and south, I promise not in your mind. drinking out on the porch. Here comes my Betty to remodel my shorts. She gets out her knee pad, she's checking my oil. Oh Betty, what a wonderful girl. Oh Betty, yodeling. Oh Betty, yodeling. Oh Betty. Aim for her tonsils and call out her name.
Betty.
Oh Betty, yodeling. Oh Betty, yodeling. Oh Betty, yodeling. Yodeling.
Come on, do it like you enjoy it.
Oh Betty, yodeling. Oh Betty.
Jenny!
Thank you.
mentioned it, then I certainly seen Mary Ann with the shaking hands. What they do to a man, no shame.
I see. God knows I do. I love her till the seas run dry. If Irene should ever turn me down, I'd take morphine and die. Stop rambling, stop your gambling, stop staying out all night. Go home to your wife and your baby and stay by your fireside, bright.
Used to be back in the days when people bought 45 RPM records, you know, those little records with a big hole, that if you named your record after a girl's name, you'd sell a lot more records because either everybody with that name would buy it and or their boyfriends would. But we got some great music out of the deal. Just played a bunch of it for you. We started with Dion DiMucci's probably his biggest hit, Run Around Sue. The Who followed with Barbaran. Roy Orbison came in with Claudette. And Tommy Rowe with Sheila. Great drum work there, isn't it? Wow. Then the Fools amused us with Oh Betty, sort of an oompah band sound to that. I love the Fools. It's the best reason why Massachusetts exists. Jan and Arnie did a medley of their hit. I don't know who came up with that phrase first, but it's probably older than I am. That was Jenny Lee. George Carlin followed up with his own Jenny. And the Who came back with, what can I tell you? I'm a guy, and I'm as sophomoric as they come. I had to put it in. Marianne with the Shaking Hands. The Who, and good Lord, that's on Weird Sounds' greatest hits. And we closed with a classic, a traditional classic, pulled right off of Keith Richards' new album. That was Goodnight, Irene. Quick note, if you were looking forward to The Who's 50th anniversary celebration, well, they just canceled it. Roger has viral meningitis. They hope to reschedule it for next year, when I assume they'll be doing 51 for 51. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine on GetThePointRadio.com. We shall be back next week. Until then, Debbie Davies is going to hold you over. Take us home. Debbie.
all the time. Why won't he just go away? Well, now I can't sleep at night. My mind keep me awake. I worry about my money and the love I didn't make. Life make me crazy, but it's life I choose. Sometimes playing this guitar now just give me the blues. Must be some kind of crime. You know I'm looking toward the future. I'm gonna shake these blues in time. Town. Sometimes I wonder just what's wrong with me. Everything is going good now. Blues won't let me be. Must be some kind of crime. You know I'm looking toward the future. I want to shake these blues in time.
Come to the end of another fun-filled episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.